Matt Leon, right? I listen to you on KYW. Like, I know that guy. He's a star, man. He's a star. Something very important is happening right now. I just thought I'd throw it out there. I know I use this podium sometimes to push the bone marrow. But Jay, of course, he probably talked to you a little bit. He's got an outstanding defensive player, defensive end, all-league player, who has been called to be a match. And is going to donate, I think, next week, which means that he is actually going to miss their game with the College of New Jersey this Saturday, which is really an unbelievable sacrifice. I know all of the schools that got involved with me, you know, didn't count on that happening. And any one of us here at the table that would be losing an all-star player in, you know, your last game of the year, I mean, that's a tough deal. So, Jay, we appreciate it, and he's going to send an email around with that young man's name so we can all contact him and tell him what a great sacrifice he's making, but he's going to save somebody's life, we hope, and that's pretty fantastic. So that happened right here in the Delaware Valley with the great coaches in this room. Right here, right now, we're going to save somebody's life. Could be our daughter, our son, or somebody we know and love. Pretty neat. All right, minor stuff. We won the game on Saturday. Everything I expected. We had a chance to probably take control of the game. We were up 14-6, knocking on the door. We were on their 7-yard line, and Chris Whitney threw an interception. If we'd have scored, we'd have been up 21-6, and I think really controlled the game from there. But we were playing so well at that time, but unfortunately they came back and scored and made it 14-14, and so now you have a top team in the country that you're messing around with to the end, and we almost got beat, really. It was a pretty amazing finish. I really thought, you know, we had it all cleared up and done as we scored to make it 21-20. And then lo and behold, they just took off. 55 seconds left, drove the field, and missed a 34-yard field goal and let us hang out there to win the game. So like they say, sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. And I think right now we were just flat out lucky. It was a really even Steven game and a pretty well played game. They turned the ball over 3 times. We turned it over once. We couldn't run against them. And we lead the league in rushing, and they couldn't run against us. So what happened, you guys that are in the business know, well, okay, now we got to throw the ball. We threw the ball 37 times. And Chris Whitney threw the ball very well. We really executed our passing game. We're not really a great passing team, but we can pass. We can throw the ball when we have to. And that's, you know, that was evident against Temple, and we haven't had to do that up until this game. So thank goodness we're still able to get that done. So that's sort of where we are right now. We're heading down to Towson, and, you know, it's the ultimate trap game. You know, Towson's won 2 games. And, you know, starting to play people tough. And Rob Ambrose, the new coach down there, is starting to get everybody believing that they can compete in the league. And they're excited about playing the number 3-ranked team in the country. And I'm sure we're going to get their best game. And we've just approached it with our players like, you know, we've got to win these 2 games at the end to run the table somehow, some way, to get a piece of the title. No matter how you look at it, if we can win those 2 games, we have a shot at that. So this is really a playoff game. I mean, that playoff game gets us to the Delaware game, and then the Delaware game hopefully gets us to, you know, a top 4 seed. So, you know, you never like to look ahead, but I believe in painting the picture for our team, and we have, because it's a critical game for us. It's down there, it's a 1 o'clock game, and they won't have a large crowd there. It's not going to be like last Saturday where, you know, there's a lot of focus media-wise and people at the game. And can we come out and play pretty good football? So I think we can. We have no injuries at this point in time that will be holding us back. All the kids that were hurt last week came back and played relatively well. So we're banged up, but we're injury-free in terms of guys not playing. Questions?
Joe, Andy. So you call this the trap game. Does this team, the makeup of this team, seem to be able to avoid those pitfalls because of its senior leadership?
I think the biggest compliment I could pay this team is that they're pretty even, Terry. They play pretty evenly across the board. They don't get too high. They're never down. They're just pretty even, Steven. And they've sort of done what they had to do. When we played a couple of teams that we were just flat out better, I think Rhode Island and Northeastern, we were able to handle them pretty well. So, unless they reverse form on me, I mean, we are coming off an emotional game. And sometimes, the emotion just isn't there, and our defense is all based on emotion. All of you guys who have great defenses, Al's down there, Penn has a great defense, and I haven't seen some of the other guys yet, but I know you do. Half of it is the emotional makeup of those guys, and if they don't come in emotional, then your defense isn't playing great. Our offense is never emotional. It's not an emotional group. They're a little more cerebral, I think. Not that the defensive guys aren't, but the defensive guys play with a ton of emotion, so that could hurt us a little bit.